Revelation chapter number 22 for a little while this morning, please. Amen. Good to see all of you in the house of the Lord. You're glad you're saved. Say amen today. Amen. I want to say, first of all, I appreciate this church, and I do appreciate the opportunity of being a member of this church. I've always loved Gateway because of its friendliness, because of its compassion for the lost, because of the desire of the congregation and those in authority to reach out to a lost and dying world. And I do appreciate the friendship and the fellowship that we have together. And I want to say this morning, I appreciate my pastors, men of God who love the Word, love the people of God, love what they do because He first loved them. I appreciate their fellowship and their friendship and their support, their prayers. I'm just honored to be a part of this church and of its outreach. And I thank God for the privilege just to say that I'm glad to be a part of the family of God. Amen. Revelation chapter 22, verse number 12, the Bible said, "And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." Father, again, we ask you for your touch, for your blessing to be upon us. May a breeze from glory blow through this place today. Help us to honor Jesus. It's all that's said and all that's done because he's worthy. I pray, God, you'd touch. If there's one in this house today that knows you not in the free pardon of sin, never been born again, may they be able to see Jesus. No, I pray they'd be drawn to him while they have opportunity to come. We'll thank you and bless you in world without end for what you accomplish in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, and you may be seated, and thank you. Verse number 13 is where I want to call your attention just for a moment today. I was telling Brother Davies, I came in last Sunday night. I had the privilege to preach over in Tennessee, and I preached on Psalm 84. And I thought maybe that's what God would have us to preach here this week. Now I get here, and first thing, Tony Finney preaches on Psalm 84. And it seemed like that everything that had been upon my heart, somebody's already preached. And so this morning, all I know to do is just brag on Jesus. There wouldn't be anything in my life to brag about if it were not for Jesus. Best thing that's ever happened to me is when I got born again, when I met the Master, when he came into my soul. I have nothing to brag about within myself because I'm nothing but a piece of dirt. But I'm so glad that I am somebody in the family of God because of him, because of what he's done. Here in verse number 13, Jesus is speaking to the apostle John, and he said, "John, I want you to write this down. I am the same I am that I am that spoke to Moses from a bush that was a burning yet not being consumed. The same I am," said John, "I am the I am, not the I was. Not the I could be, not that I should be, not that I'm going to be, but I am, I always have been, and always will be. Right now, at this moment, past, present, and future, always having been, always going to be. He who was not called, who was not chosen, who was not elected," that's just the way it is. "He is the I am, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and changeth not." Here in this verse, he begins to outline it for us when he says, "I am the Alpha." That is the first letter of the Greek alphabet. The Alpha before anything else was, the I am already was. He didn't need any help to become the I am. He doesn't need any help to remain the I am. He is number one for all times. He can never be anything but number one. And no matter how many others may be considered or numbered after him, the I am always will be number one. He is first in all things. In any class of any species you may study, there is one that is the alpha or the dominant member of that species. I just want to praise the Lord this morning that He is the dominant in every species. He is the Creator Himself. John said in John chapter 1, verse 3, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Colossians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul takes it one step farther when he writes down unto the Holy Ghost, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in Him all things might have the preeminence. Yes, the I am that I am. The I am is not only the Alpha, but that He already says He is the Omega, which is the last or the final letter of the Greek alphabet. There is nothing beyond that. May I go on record to tell you today, there is nothing beyond Him. There is nothing beyond Him. There was no one before Him, nothing before Him, and there'll be nothing beyond or after Him. He is the fulfillment, the terminator, the termination, the completion of everything that has or ever will exist. That's pretty good for a country preacher, whether you think so or not. He is everything that ever has been or ever will be, will have its beginning and its ending in Him. The I Am is the beginning, He said. Everything has had a beginning except Him. Amen. And so He who had no beginning is the beginning of everything else. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, I know we've come to a place in our society in the world in which we live today that they're not allowed to teach in public places that He created everything that there is. It's against the law. But whether it's against the law of man or not, it's not against the law of God, because He said God spoke it all into existence. There was nothing before Him. He began to speak, and there it all is. I can't help what Dr. Doodle Digger said. He lied. God said He spoke it all into existence. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In the book of the Revelation, John began to write again and said, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. In the beginning, a period of remote and unknown antiquity, hid in the depths of eternal ages, God spoke and everything came to be. So the phrase is used in Proverbs chapter 8, He created. It was not formed from any pre-existing materials, but God made it out of nothing. The I Am is not only the beginning, but He is the end as well. How truly befitting is the fact that He who is the originator of all things should be the terminator of all things. He is the end or the aim, the ultimate objective for all things that have been created. As the end, He outlives and He outlasts all other celebrities. He overcomes all opposition. He fulfills the Word of God and the will of God. He oversees the establishment of the divine will of God in the new order of the fullness of times. Amen. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that He might redeem us who were under the law. He created the gift of salvation in Himself when He gave Himself for us to pay sin's debt, that whosoever would believe and trust in Him might have everlasting life. Glory to God. I'm glad that I was brought up in a church where they preached that Jesus is the Lord, that Jesus is the way, that Jesus is the truth, and that if you ever want to get to go to heaven, you have to come by Him who made it possible that we could have everlasting life. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible said, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. There is nothing good beyond the Lord. Amen. Absolutely nothing better than knowing the I am that I am is your Lord. Having come to know him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, we've reached the end of desire and the best and the final aim, the goal of good, the climax of all hope. In knowing beyond doubt, I get to go to heaven, because that's where his idea and his plan and his purpose is for me. I'm just talking about going to heaven, that's all. Amen. The end of all things. Some of you might be planning on going somewhere else, but I'd rather go to heaven than where I know of. Amen. If you find out something better, let me in on it. But I don't know of anything than to the end of everything else and getting to go to heaven. Amen. Sister Louise Justice wrote a song a few years ago, that very simple little song that talks about that in a very simple way, but it thrills my heart, that says, I really get to go to heaven, to the place of which I've dreamed. The Holy Spirit floods o'er me, 'cause I know I've been redeemed. And just as sure as he said it, I really get to go. And all that he really wants from me is for me to love him so. I really do get to go. If it ever settles on in on you that you really do get to go to heaven, it'll make a difference in you. It'll make a difference in the way you look at life. It'll make a difference in the way you look at the end of life. You can come down to the end and say, glory to God, I'm ready. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 19, the Bible said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. Amen. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Death then is not a punishment, but a promotion. To all who proclaim the beginning and the end as all and in all in their life, death is not a punishment, but a promotion. He is the fulfillment, the consummation of life, the supreme objective, the ultimate goal, the uttermost issue of all things. It's to know the I am that I am is yours and you are his. The I am is the first and the last, from eternity and enduring unto eternity. The first by existence, the last by retribution. The first because before him there was nothing. The last because after him there shall be nothing. The first because from him are all things. The last, because to him all things shall return. Revelation chapter 21, verse 6. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The I am that I am, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, will end the stormy winds. He'll end the chilling blast. He'll end the stifling heat. He'll end the sobbing cries. He'll end the stinging blows. He'll bring to an end the stunning words. All such conflicts over forever. He will terminate trials. He will terminate tears. He will terminate still and squalls and the storms. He will stop the sighs and the sobs. He will finish the foes and the fears. He will conclude all conflicts and all cares. He will end all envies and all evils. Never will there be those that defile or defy. He will destroy the last enemy, death. Hallelujah. Then we shall see the things which cannot be shaken remaining forever. Truth will abide. Virtue will survive. Love will live. Peace will persist. Righteousness will rule. Joy will abound and flourish in a friendly fellowship eternally. Because He is, I am, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last. I'm glad I'm His. And the I am is mine. God bless you.